What started out so innocently as family entertainment ended up taking a turn for the strange, but not so fast. It took nearly 3 decades for us to realize that this particular star, well, his quirkiness went way beyond that of facial reconstructive surgery. Why, after reconstructive surgery number 99, he was no longer a black man, but looked more like an ugly white girl whose nose came out of a Mr. Potato Head set. By this time, however, he was the world's largest star, endorsed by, why, some of the biggest names like Pepsi and Mary Kay Cosmetics. His odd behavior was overlooked by many because he made the moonwalk look so easy. Until one day it was revealed that, why, he prefers the company of little boys. As the all-too-popular joke goes, what he and Kmart have in common is boys' pants half off. This week's best of the stories, court cases and allegations left him broke beyond a shadow of a doubt and unable to get work. After all, no one can hire a child molester who puts wine in soda cans and calls it Jesus juice. It appeared it was all over for the boy who never grew up and shared his bed with children. Career stopped short in its tracks until one day the family came to the rescue. Not the mafia, but one Marlon, Jermaine, Jackie, and even Sister Janet. Well, don't forget Tito. Tito. The Jackson Five came to save the career of one, not Gary Glitter, Michael Jackson. Yeah. Only now you know. Yeah, the best of this week's story.
Celebrity voice poorly impersonated by Franzman.